Okay, welcome to my channel. I'm Aaron Lin, not Alvin, okay? Not Adrian, it's Aaron Lin, okay? So today this episode, I will say that it's a follow-up episode from the last episode, because the last episode, there was a lot of comments, a lot of feedback. I think you all know which episode I'm talking about. So this week, I want to throw all these things aside and actually discuss about the roles of a seller agent and a buyer agent. And why I'm not going to separate this video into two videos, because when people sell, people need to buy. So there is some relationship here when there is like a seller agent and a buyer agent where you do the selling and the buying. So we try to explain this as much as possible, you know, as detailed as possible. But I'm going to share with you what I have experienced and what I have understand in my 16 years experience in the real estate industry. Okay, so first role of a buyer agent. Let's start with a buyer agent first, okay? Because later on, I want to try to explain it towards the selling side. Okay, so first, why I do all this video is also because if you engage an agent, right, then you can counter check. If your agent is a good agent, is your agent really helping you or not? Okay, so for buying, when a customer engage me as a buyer agent, I think some of the important things that we start with is number one, we discuss with the customer what they want to buy. We give them advice. We find out whether their direction is correct or not. We give them understanding and strategy to their question and also help them to successfully buy a unit easily. Okay, and help them to understand if the direction that they're heading is correct or not. So I will call this thing pre-consultation. So most of the customer that engage me or message me, I always tell them, let's have a pre-consultation call first. So this part, I will call it pre-consultation, because I need to understand whether your intention, whether your objective, is it correct or not. That's number one. After the buyer has talked to me, okay, and everything has been summed up and they decide to proceed, then my job is to do out all the documents first. So we'll do out all the documents, and now with the new ruling, we need to do out all the anti-money laundering check. We need to do out all the agreements that you are engaging me and all these documents, all sign first. After we sign, okay, this is very different from maybe 15 years ago compared to now. 15 years ago, right, when I first joined the industry, the industry, at that time, there's no CEA yet. So 15 years ago, when buyer contact us, we will find houses for buyers, because at that time, they don't have property guru. At that time, don't have online search engine one. Everything is by newspaper. Every seller that sell their house have to go newspaper and post an advert. Then actually, we have this, I don't call it an ad. Last time, it's like Windows 64, you know, or what, Windows 32 or Windows 95. We actually have a program that actually sieve the data from the newspaper and create into like a program, a one-liner program saying that all this from the newspaper, you know, everything you can see on your computer. But it's like a program. It's not even an app. That is like 15 years ago. There's no property guru, no H property, no 99.co, nothing. So everything is from newspaper. And in the newspaper, they don't write a lot of info, because I think in newspaper, like 3-liner, 4-liner is at that time was about $50 over. If you go for more info, you type more things, that it's going to be even more expensive. So at that time, we arrange viewings for our buyers, meaning that our buyers don't choose. They just say, oh, I want to see Teck Y, then we will arrange. If not, we will send them whatever that's in Teck Y, then they choose. Now, because of the advancement in the industry, as well as the appearance and the IT system, whatever that's going on, the tech advancement in the real estate industry, buyers can actually go to Property Guru 99.co whatsoever to actually search for the kind of properties that they are looking for. I think as an agent, right, I will advise them how to search, what to search, but they will do the searching themselves. Okay, why do I say so? Because as a buyer, you need to know what you are going to view. You need to see the picture first. Okay, this unit or this block or low floor, high floor. You sieve this through your own preference first. Then after you sieve this through your own preference, right, you realize that, okay, this is something that is worth viewing. Then my customer will send this to me, okay, the advertisement. Then I will arrange the viewing for the customer. So while I arrange the viewing for the customer, right, I will do a few things as a buyer agent. Number one, if the listing is not real, the agent will tell me, option lah, sold already lah, on hold lah, give me all kinds of reason lah, okay? So I already know when this agent give me all kinds of reason means this advertisement is not real. Okay, I don't care what kind of reason that people give me. I can tell you in this industry, as long as cannot view, means to me it's fake. Why? Very simple. If this unit is not available for viewing, then why you advertise? What is your agenda over advertising this unit that is already sold, that is under negotiation or already on hold? Like, what is your motive? Or people tell me, I need to get the buyer details, message them later lah. Or so ma, I forget to take down lah. Yeah, under negotiation but haven't confirmed ma. I can tell you with my 16 years experience here, all these are all bullshit. If the unit cannot view, means it's not real. This is just my understanding. I don't know how to explain to you, but this is how the industry works, okay? You want to have your 101 thinking about the industry, so be it, okay? I can tell you from my 16 years experience, that's it, full stop. If the unit is really on hold, the agent will call us back, okay? The agent will message us back when it's not on hold. If the unit is available for viewing, negotiation fee or what, the agent will call us back. But at the point of time when we message the agent gives us all kinds of excuse to reject a viewing, means the unit is fake. This is from my understanding. So that is my job. But you see, as a buyer, when you message the agent is very happy. Why? Because the agent got your number. The agent will ask you, oh, can I show you other units? Like, can I show you this new launch? Like, can I show you that new launch? To them is they have gotten a lead. Okay, so to me, this is part of their lead generation process. They are not really selling that unit. But as an agent, they cannot lead. I'm not a lead. So directly, they will tell me, on hold, whatsoever. Okay, so I just want to explain this part in very short way. I don't want to go too in-depth into this. So when my customer send me an advertisement, I'm able to tell the customer whether this unit is real or not. Then I will arrange the viewing for the customer. Okay, I don't want to go too much in that because I have my ways and my tricks and my secret to get things done fast and effective. I know what is the agent thinking of so that I can counter them. I know what is the buyer thinking of. I have been emphasizing this. If you know me very well and you join my Telegram group, I've been emphasizing this core empathy. To me, why I emphasize a lot? Because 16 years in this industry and looking at the world, I'm not saying that I'm amazing, but I feel that as long as there's empathy and you empathize what people is doing and you care about others more, you put yourself in their position more to look at things, whether is it a buyer, seller, or corporate agent, then you can make the industry or you can make your job an easier job or you can make the industry a better place. So for me, I work along this line. You know, I want things to be effective, efficient, happy, and successful. So once I arrange the viewing for the buyer, first of all, I have to emphasize when you engage me, I only serve customers that engage me on an exclusive basis, meaning that they engage me as a buyer agent to help them with their buying. They don't engage another agent. They only engage me. So once they engage me, it's like a trust. When there's a trust, my job is to help them with the purchase. Listen to this carefully. My job as a buyer agent is to help them with the purchase. My job is not to sell them. Okay? So later on, I will tell you the next part. Why am I emphasizing this? Because when I arrange the viewing, right, my buyer goes to the viewing themselves. Okay, so wait, my buyer go to the viewing themselves first. I don't go for the viewing. Why? Because to me, it's very simple. Okay, why some agents will go viewing with you? Number one. Okay. I know agents are 15 years ago, 16 years ago, 14 years ago, agent fetch the buyer and go to their house, fetch them, treat them makan, buy them drinks, every unit, bring them, foreign buyers come from overseas, fetch them to the hotel, okay. For me, I feel that I'm a professional agent, okay. My job scope, frankly, to me, don't include this. Okay, so, some agents provide that you all can go and find those agents. To me, an agent's job is not to chauffeur the customer around or treat the customer eat or whatsoever. Then also, another kind of agent is because they and the buyer are not exclusive. Meaning that they don't have a contract. Means this buyer is like maybe fish from the other advertisement. Like they post an advertisement, then the buyer call them. They say, oh, this unit, so can I show you another unit? Then they unknowingly become the buyer agent. So they don't have a contract with the buyer that the buyer is engaging them. You know? So when an agent doesn't have a contract with, they are not exclusively engaged by the buyers, they scared that other agents will steal their customer. So when an agent scared other agents will steal their customer, what do? They follow the customer every single step. Because they scared other agents will steal their customer. Not because following the customer is a role or responsibility of the agent. Not because it's necessary. It's because they scared another agent will steal their customer. If you watch my last episode, remember I had a buyer that went for viewing and then the other agent give his name card to my buyer? You see, these are things that happen in the industry, okay? So to me, my buyer has engaged me on an exclusive basis. We are in contract. So my buyer knows that he's only engaging me. He's not interested to deal with other agents. That is why my buyer told me, hey, you know, this agent gave me his name card. So this is the trust that I have between my customer and me. You know, we have this mutual trust. Okay, later I'm going to explain to you further on this. So when my customer goes for their first viewing, to me, a first viewing is called a see, look, feel viewing. Okay, it's like window shopping and that. You go and see whether you like the unit or not. If you don't like the unit, there is really nothing for me to help you, for the buyer agent to help you. Because you go and see you don't like means you don't like. So the job, for me, the job of a buyer agent is not to go with the buyer and try to sell the buyer the house. My job is never about selling the house to the buyer. Because I am the buyer agent, I represent the buyer. I'm there to help my buyer find the right house, not sell the right house to my buyer. Okay? I want to explain it carefully. So I don't ask my buyer things like, oh, how you like the unit? No, do you want to offer? How this unit not bad? Why don't you buy? Hey, you see this unit is okay, ma? Buy lah. Why don't you buy? Okay, this is a big no-no to me. Because I, as an agent, recognize that I am a buyer agent. My job is to help my buyer. My job is not to sell the unit to my buyer. Okay? Selling the unit to my buyer is the seller's agent's job. So wait, do I still go for viewing with my buyer? My answer is yes, only on the second viewing on request. So some of my buyers, they like a unit. Then they have some thoughts about the unit. They want to see this unit, all like that. Aaron, what do you think about this unit? I quite like this unit, but I got this question, that question, you know. That's where I go down with my buyer for the second viewing to take a look at the unit and help them with their question. I can only tell you that with my experience, a lot of times, I don't need to go down to the unit. I'm able to answer about 80% of the question from my buyers. Of course, some of the questions that I recognize from my buyer is like the facing lah, the renovation lah, what they want to do lah. So I always tell my buyer, if you're not sure, let me go with you on a second viewing. Throw me your questions. I will answer it for you. Because once I see the thing, I can give you the direct answer straight away for to help you with your decision making. Let's say my buyer see the unit already and they like. then they want to offer. My job is to find out what is the price to close, and that's where the negotiation process comes. My job is to get them the best price, protect them on the legal side, and make sure they understand what they are getting themselves into. So as a buyer agent, I don't sell the unit to my buyers. I need to emphasize that. Then once everything done, of course, I do the documents and all those things. Then documents done, once the document is given to HDB or given to the lawyers, that's where the agent's job actually ends. Okay, technically it doesn't end, but physically it ends. Means that when it gives to the lawyer is supposed to do the legal documents, you know, my buyer is supposed to go and meet the lawyers and all these things. The agent's presence is not needed anymore because that part of the job is done by the lawyer at the law firm. So my buyer is supposed to meet the lawyer. For HDB, once I submit the case to HDB, the buyer actually had used their SingPass to go into the portal to fill up the stuff. Then they are supposed to go and meet HDB officer, make payment and take the keys. That process also doesn't require the agent to be there. Okay, so some agents will want to be there at the HDB final completion appointment. So if you go to HDB Hub, you will see, why some buyers got agent, why some sellers got agent. Okay, I want to explain this properly. Some people, they are there to collect their agent fee. Okay, for me, I always believe in a mutual respect and mutual understanding. I feel that most importantly is me as an agent, I must do my job. I must make sure that I deliver the kind of standard that I have promised my customer. So when I do something like that, right, I am not afraid that my seller or my buyers or my customers don't pay me. So agents are there, right, just to collect agent fee. But to be frank, now the technology, the customer just need to scan the QR code and then pay now and pay my company. Nowadays, who got check? Who use check and open you a check and pay you commission? They don't really, ma. So this process last time, 10, 15 years ago, right? Agent go to HDB Hub, go to law firm during completion with their buyers. Why? Because they want to collect their agent fee. 10 years, 15 years ago, we collect our agent fee through a checkbook. Okay? To be frank, now out of 10 cases, maybe I only see one case that use checkbook. A lot of people don't use checkbook anymore. They use PayNow. So even payments for agent fee, payments for option fee, payments for exercising, it's all PayNow. I really, frankly speaking, I hardly see a checkbook. And for me personally, I have also canceled my checkbook already. So even if you make payment at the law firm or at HDB office, you can use cashier order. So people don't use checkbook anymore. So that is the part of a buyer agent. Okay. The part of a seller agent. How long already did I use? Okay. 18 minutes plus already. Okay. I'm going to put a timestamp. I want to complete this video in one video because I think it's necessary. So as a seller agent, firstly, I think the most important part, is first of all, we normally have a pre-consultation call. Again, we have a pre-consultation call. Why? Because a lot of times when I talk to sellers, right, sellers call me, they want to sell their house and whatsoever. I feel that the most important part is not about selling their house. The most important part is why you want to sell your house. So most of the people, they sell their house for what? To buy another house. Correct? So my job is always when sellers call me, they want to sell their house, I ask them why you want to sell a house. And if they say they want to sell to buy, then I will listen, okay, you sell, you want to buy what? Okay, sometimes it's not reasonable. So I have an auntie that day from Toa Payoh, I think it was Amokyo, that called me, says that, she wants to sell her 3-room flat because it's very old. Then I say, what you want to buy? She says she want to buy a 3-room flat that is younger. Then she says she still got extra 50,000-60,000 in her bank account or something. Then I say, auntie, you sell 400k to buy, let's say, 400k flat. Then you have to pay stamp duty, you have to pay agent fee, you have to pay renovation. And then you from Ang Mo Kio move to Marsiling or Woodlands because the houses there is cheaper and you cannot afford something higher. is it worth it or not? You must think about it. So for me, sometimes when I'm having conversation with my customer, then my wife will joke to me, you just throw a customer away. I think then I will laugh, you know, because to me, it's not about throwing customer away. It's like, my job is, you call me to sell your house. I feel that this is a little bit of like, I don't know, I know some people don't believe in karma, but I feel that this is a little bit of ethics. Bit of 害人啊. You must explain that people don't know. That's why people call you. So your job is really must tell them. Because technically, I feel that 400, you sell 400, you pay all the fees and legal fees, then you buy 400. For a younger house further away, then you have to pay all the agent fee, you have to pay the stamp duty, all the miscellaneous fee. Is it worth changing or not? I told the auntie, it's not that I'm not the one that should say worth or not worth. Okay, my job is I want to help you understand like this, is it worth it or not? You yourself make the decision. My job, I always tell my agents, my job is never to make decisions for the client. My job is just to advise them, they make the final decision. So I feel that the pre-consultation is very important. And a lot of times, this is only first part of the pre-consultation. If the customer say, oh yeah, I want to change it, the second part of the pre-consultation is, can they afford it or not? When people sell, they go and buy, can they get loan or not? Recently, I got another case. Buyer call me, okay? Then they have sold their place already, sold their HDB. Buyer call me, okay, I did a loan check for them whatsoever. They are all in debt. They all have financial history, haven't cleared 3 years and whatsoever. They cannot sell their place. So I ask them, when you sell your place, you cannot... they cannot buy a house. They cannot take a loan. So I told them, when you sell your house, do you tell your agent you have all these things? Because now you sell already there, but you cannot buy a house, you know, because you cannot take loan, you know. So you need to clear your financial liability for at least 3 years before you can buy and loan money again. So she said, oh, maybe I never tell my agent carefully. But this is very important. That's why to me, if a seller call me and I ask, okay, can you buy? I will do some loan check and everything. I will clear and make sure they can buy first. I think rule number one is you must make sure the customer can buy what they want first. Because the reason of selling is because they want to buy this. If they cannot buy this, then you shouldn't make them sell or you shouldn't help them to sell. Because if you cannot buy this, then you should tell them you cannot buy this. Do you still want to sell? If they say yes, okay, then proceed. But a lot of times, you see, people just care about, oh, I sell already, right? Then I earn the agent fee, then that's it, full stop. I don't need to care where the customer go. I feel that ethically, this is wrong. So to me, in the pre-consultation, two things are very important. One is to understand why the customer wants to sell. If they want to buy, is it worth it or not? Must advise them, tell them, like that. You think it's okay? You must question them, ask them, help them to think. Because I can think faster than them because of experience. The next one is do the calculation. Can they afford what they want to buy after they sell? So first stage clear already, as usual, do all the documents, do all the anti-money laundering check, then we put up the advertisement. Okay, this is an important part for a seller agent. As a seller agent, you need to give the correct expectation to your sellers. One biggest problem that I meet in the real estate industry is agents quoting the wrong price to their seller because they're scared if they quote the market price, the seller will not give them the deal. So they quote very high. Then when they quote very high, they cannot sell, they start to go and negotiate with their sellers. And I personally hate it. Okay, why? I always tell my seller, when you engage me, it's because you trust me in the selling. I am with you on the same side. My job is to help you negotiate a good price with the buyer, not negotiate you for you to drop price. I am your agent. I'm supposed to help you, not to negotiate you. You know, I'm not there to help the buyer. You engage me, I represent you. My job is to sell the place. Okay, so again, I want to emphasize it. As a seller agent, my job is to sell the place, help you negotiate with the buyer. So normally, I really, really don't like it where I need to go and negotiate my seller, which is wrong. So I always tell the seller, okay, this is the price that I think can sell. Okay, you have to understand first. If you're okay, then we proceed. I always tell my seller this. I don't want to quote you a high price but you want to start high, can. We can try to start high. If it's within the range, I think got chance, I will still take. But I will still tell you what is the price range that I think can close. If the seller want a very high price, I will not take the advertisement. Okay, I will not take the listing. Why? Because I don't want to end up negotiating my seller, because I am on the same boat as my seller. This is the job of a seller agent. Okay, so I think this is very important, because I see too many cases where people quote very high price to the seller, trying to tempt the seller from giving them the deal. Then after they get the deal, they cannot sell. They start to tell seller, "Aiya, your price too high lah. Aiya, you need to drop your price lah." Wow, they start to negotiate the seller rather than help the seller negotiate with the buyer. Then to me, it's like, hey, are you the buyer agent or are you the seller agent? So this part to me is very important. Set the right expectation, do the right market research, give the right price to the seller. Then next, the marketing is very important. A good agent will do the correct marketing. A good agent can actually advertise correctly, do the best advertisement for the unit so that the unit can sell successfully. Okay, so a good agent have to be able to come up with the right strategy, not just just put the advertisement law, take some photos. I tell you, I see some photos, why the photo yellow one, some photo dark one, some photo very ugly, some photo don't even know what part of the house they are taking. Then the price, what price are you advertising? You know, your advertisement, the price, will you get the price that the seller want or not? Or are you advertising just for the sake of yourself as an agent? I think these are things that is very important. So I don't want to go so much into it. So next, the seller agent's job is to sell the house. That is why just now I keep emphasizing the buyer's agent job is not to sell the house. The buyer agent's job is to help the buyer. It's not to try to faster close the buyer. That's not the buyer's agent's job. So I want to emphasize it, because I feel that there's this very wrong mindset in the industry with some of the agents. So the seller agent's job is to sell the house. So when you sell the house, right, you put the advertisement, take the calls. I feel that I don't understand, guys. You engage a seller agent and then the seller agent don't come and sell your house. Means the buyer come to your house, the seller agent no need to be there. Then how are they selling the house for you? I don't understand this part. So I feel that the role of the seller agent is the seller agent must go to the house to sell the house. You are there to sell the house. You need to go to the house, the buyer come in, you must be there to sell the house, not the seller sell the house themselves. If the seller sell the house themselves, then you are not engaging a seller agent. You are just engaging a assistant to do paperwork or assistant to put up advertisement. You are not looking for somebody to help you sell the house. Okay, so this is the part where I feel that after 16 years, I still feel that the agent's presence of going viewing and at the house to sell the house is very important, because to me, I feel that that's part and parcel of selling. Okay, so next, after the house is sold, of course, the agent will do the negotiation. Then the agent will do the selling. The agent will do the documents. Again, at HDB, HDB officer will do their job. At the lawyer will do their job. So the agent's job ends once the option is being exercised, submit to HDB, everything has to be done correctly. Okay, so that is, to me, that is the main thing, the main job of a seller agent. Okay, so that's it. I feel that we make it very simple. Buyer have to do what the buyer need to do. Seller have to do what the seller, buyer agent need to do things for the buyer. Seller agent need to do things for the seller. So as usual, I feel that if you are a buyer agent, you need to go and take a document for your customer, for your buyer, then go and take. Don't ask the seller agent to deliver it to you. If you are a seller agent, you need to take a document for your seller, then go and take it from the buyer agent, you know. Don't ask people to deliver for you. Don't ask people to do your job. Okay, everybody should respect each other. Buyer agent respect seller agent. Seller agent respect buyer agent. Seller agent go and do what they need for the seller. Buyer agent do what they need for the buyer. The buyer and the seller agent can still work together peacefully and happily. Everybody is working for different interests. I agree. It's like every single, like Singapore and other countries, they're all working for different interests. Yes, everybody protects their own country. But if we have respect and empathy, then we can definitely work together happily. Okay? I think that's very important. How to do a very successful, peaceful deal full of respect, that is the ultimate of the real estate industry. So that's it. Sorry for the long video, but I think this video is very important to me and it's very important to people that is in Singapore that needs to look for agent or even agents that just joined the real estate industry. I feel that this content is something that is very useful and will really help you understand the industry better. So thank you. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode and bye-bye.
Please help us like and subscribe and see you in our next video. Bye-bye.